Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Studios in Union City, New Jersey. This is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 31st of October. Happy Halloween, everyone. And again, I am so grateful for everyone that tuned in from wherever and however that they are indeed listening here tonight on this wonderful Halloween edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Folks, I can't tell you how happy I am to have you this evening here join me on the spookiest night of the year. Folks, this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. Now, you can check out this wonderful nonprofit and all it and everything it's about by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you who are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman Beth Mason. And its mission has been to dedicate itself to improving the quality of life for all of those in need in northern New Jersey, but more specifically within Hudson County. Now, you can check out their office and visit them Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. by going to 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. That's right, folks, the Mile Square City, the birthplace of baseball and the late, great Frank Sinatra. Again, you can do so Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Also call them directly at 201-706-8088. Also write them an email if you wish by going to info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like them on Facebook, folks. They're a wonderful nonprofit. I'm proud to partner with them, and I'll tell you more about my event with the Mason Civic League later on in December to benefit local kids during the holiday season. I also want to acknowledge here tonight, folks, another great sponsor of the show here, Son Cubano Restaurant. You can check them out at www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel and overlooking the Hudson River, folks. Again, it's an amazing spot to go to 7 days a week. You can contact their reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Now, for those of you who are not aware, Son Cubano is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine with a beautiful skyline of New York City to enjoy 7 days a week. So whether it's lunch, dinner, any special occasion, make sure that you go to Son Cubano and celebrate it there. Again, 201-399-2020 is their reservation line. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and, of course, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to acknowledge here on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, also Cromcakes.com, a great local social media site. You can check them out, www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. And also, I want you to check out www.roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F. R-E-H-A-B.org. Now, Rough Rehab is a wonderful no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter located at 360 Route 46 in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. So if you're looking to adopt that special pet for someone that you love, go to Rough Rehab. They're a wonderful shelter. And, of course, it's administered by one of my dearest friends, Miss Ashley Cromcakes, again, who also runs Cromcakes.com, a very informative media site. And, of course, what can you say? Check out both websites when you can, folks, Cromcakes.com. roughrehab.org. They've been redesigned. They're just amazing. She does a great job. Check them out, as she definitely deserves the exposure. So please, you know, do help her out. So again, I want to thank Son Cubano and the Mason Civic League for bringing you this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. And folks, again, happy Halloween to everybody. I hope you enjoyed this Halloween weekend. Hopefully you enjoyed this Halloween night here in the New York, New Jersey area. It's just been a great holiday. I get one of my favorite times of the year, just dressing up And, of course, I was dressed up this weekend as presidential candidate Donald J. Trump. To say the least, it was an enjoyable Halloween weekend. Got to go to a great party and, you know, really just enjoy my free holiday of the year, let me tell you. It's great to be creative. It's great to be funny. And, again, as I said, you know, Halloween is just one of those just special occasions for me where it just allows you to just sort of relive your childhood. And that's really what Halloween means to me, folks. It's just the ability to just go out with friends and dress up and listen to music. I mean, obviously as an adult now you drink, but it's just a great time. And, you know, dressing up as Donald Trump with the wig and the suit and the makeup. Again, a special shout out to my mom for just taking the time to come over to my place and just do an exceptional job with my makeup, giving me a nice little bronze on my cheeks and nose. And also on overall, it was a great job by my mom there with the makeup. And again, I can't say enough about my sexy Mexican that was with me Saturday night. It was, you know, really, really fun times. And I have to say, if you have a chance to check out Opia Lounge in the city, they're a pretty good spot. And also I want to give a shout out to Sociedad Latina for hosting a, you know, pretty good Halloween party. Not a fan of the music, you know. You know, some of the selection by the DJ, I think were kind of, mediocre. But overall, a nice atmosphere, a good crowd, very friendly. Like nobody was really hostile. Drinks were a little too expensive, I think, for my taste. But you know, nice occasion nonetheless. Trying something different for Halloween. And for those of you tonight that went out trick or treating with your kids, or were simply out and about for any Halloween party, any happy hours, or even if you're out, you know, in the village tonight for the great Grange Village Halloween Parade and are just hanging out afterwards, I hope you're having a good time. Hopefully you're staying safe. And if you are listening right now, whether you're on the subway ride home or on the drive home, again, please drink responsibly and enjoy your Halloween. And just enjoy it. Really, it's a great time of year. So, again, I can't say enough for everyone for tuning in this evening. Again, it's a great time of year. And again, of course, once Halloween's over, you know what's coming. It's the holiday season, so it's time to make sure that you are going to get your Christmas shopping done early. And of course, that special someone could be a component of your holiday season. So, and if it's not, it's okay. It's not a problem. Even if you're single during the holiday season, don't stress and do not be under duress, as they say. All hope is not lost. And I sort of wanted to share a topic with you this evening here, especially with the holidays. I think sometimes people who are single right after the summer ends and into the fall season don't think about, you know, dating again. Or if they do, they want to make sure that they're not alone during the upcoming holiday season. And tonight what I wanted to share with you folks is sort of a foolproof system here, because what bothers me, I think, a lot for people, both men and women, in today's dating scene is to become very sort of dependent on dating apps, which is fine. I think that, you know, I'm sort of more of a traditionalist when it comes to sort of, you know, dating in my lifetime. I sort of like to meet women in a more traditional way, whether it's at, you know, food shopping or going to the library or a bookstore or, you know, just maybe going to the mall. Of course, you know, the bar scene, but I don't really ever recommend that, to be honest with you. Not to say you can't find someone in that environment, because I know I have in my lifetime. I've dated women who I've met at bars or clubs or at networking functions or stuff like that. And of course, it hasn't. I mean, I just say to myself, well, you know, I met him at a bar, so that's why it failed. I don't want to sort of discourage people from that. You can find some very meaningful and quality relationships when you're out and about, you know, in nightlife, you know. But again, I don't want you to become too dependent on that. But what a lot of people, I think, what I've noticed in recent years is a lot of adults, both young men and women, and in general, I think not, you know, people in their 30s and 40s as well, who have become very sort of dependent or sort of very needy on dating apps. And again, not to say that they're not effective. They can be. It really just depends on what you're looking for. If you're just looking for casual hookups, I mean, there are plenty of dating sites or dating apps that will accommodate you, of course. But as I said, you know, what are you looking to get out of it? You know, if you're really truly looking to find someone of quality, I think it takes a little bit of luck. I'm not going to lie to you. But at the same time, I don't think it's something you should ever have to pay for. And today, you know, what I really wanted to share with the audience this evening here on Dating Today with Fernando Uribe, Again, brought to you by the Mason Civic League. Folks, again, don't forget to check them out, masoncivic.org. Is the fact that you should not have to pay to use a dating site. You know, one of the things that we look at, whether it's Tinder, or for example, one of the new popular dating apps is called Hinge. Certainly has you know very sort of Instagram-esque type features, which sound pretty alluring to people. You know, in today's dating scene, especially with the frequent usage and the regularity that people spend on social media, you know, dating apps like that can be very, very enticing. The problem is that, you know, dating apps that charge, let's say, $7 a month to find a relationship, I mean, my first reaction was like, you know, WTF, you know, like, why the face, you know, or the other one, of course. I found it to be completely unnecessary. I just don't, you know, feel it's incumbent upon us to have to spend money like that. You know, again, we spend money in the dating scene anyway. But at the same time, I just don't like this idea that you have to sort of be dependent on a single dating app or one that even worse, you know, you have to pay for. And, you know, sometimes, you know, a site like Hinge is trying to swing for the fences here by being very detailed and allowing a person to sort of, you know, have a very macro approach to dating and having, you know, sort of an environment there that dictates a wide selection and things like that. But to be honest with you, I'm not biting on it. And I certainly hope you don't either. The reality is that, you know, I would never, ever recommend anyone pay to use a dating app or a dating site. I just don't care for it. You know, the first one really is that, you know, we're talking about cash here. We're talking about cash money here. You know, there's so many endless free options. I mean, let's be honest, you know, aside from the traditional just meeting people in public, you know, again, you know, the idea of paying to use a dating app just really, really boggles my mind. And it's something that I'm not trying to infer that I'm being cheap or frugal here, but, you know, I'm sure someone listening to that is going to say, well, listen, you're being hypocritical because you are paying to seek romance. Now, I'll bet indirectly. But again, you know, I'm competent enough, and I'm hoping that you, the audience, are competent enough as well, that you're able to meet, you know, quality people without having to pay on a dating app, whether it's $7 or worse. You know, I just don't, I just don't find it to be productive. You know, and again, don't get me wrong. You know, I'm sure there are wonderful women who upgrade their experience on certain dating apps with an update. And I'm sure that with hard work and perseverance, you know, they could, you know, find themselves a guy that they're looking for, especially catering to what specific profile that they're thinking of. But you know what, folks, you know, call me a romantic or call me a cynic or even call me a romantic cynic. Or just, you know, call me someone who's had sort of a whirlwind of experience in meeting women, and I have, and I'm not ashamed to say that. It's part of the reason why I've written the book. I'm writing the book, and I'm trying to finish it, and also doing this podcast. Is the fact that, you know, I just can't justify stealing $7 from, I don't know, other potential spending that I have when, you know, when the prospects are there, you know, you don't need to do that. Listen, we're all, as guys, especially, you know, we're all paying to date anyway, but, you know, we have the advantage here, you know, especially living here in New York and New Jersey, women outnumber men by a significant margin. So the ability to meet women is not something that, you know, is of a shortage here. You know, other cities, I mean, I've done some research and I've read in other cities, you know, Miami, for example, and also out in Chicago and even in Los Angeles. You know, there are more men than women out there. So certainly women feel that their prospects are, you know, probably in their favor. But here in the New Jersey area, statistically from what I've seen in terms of population numbers and everything, there are significantly more women than men. So guys, you know, the choices are out there. You know, there's no shortage of women to meet here in this area. And again, you know, I just never, ever want to advocate that someone pay for a dating app. I just don't particularly feel it's necessary. I don't feel it's something that you should ever be dependent on. So, again, the first thing, and again, I'm not trying to sound cheap here at all, but your potential to meet someone, again, especially here in New York and New Jersey, is not limited whatsoever. So take some of the traditional approaches. Don't do that. A second key tonight here that I want to share with you folks is that, you know, really there really isn't a magic formula anymore in today's dating scene. And really, you know, in today's dating world, relationships are far from being black and white. All right. And that's evidenced by the fact that there could be fluctuating morning conversations with your, you know, with your roommate analyzing, let's say, your romantic situation, or let's say a late batch of like late night texts or something with friends just to sort of find out. First of all, you know, just saying, quote, we're dating, or next, you know, we're kind of sort of seeing each other. After that, we're not dating, but we're still randomly Snapchatting, or beyond that, you know, we'll occasionally fire off an Instagram like or two, or sometimes even a booty call. And therefore, you know, thereafter that, it's officially official, as they say, or I deleted every number or slash picture. And, you know, the point is, folks, that today, you know, modern romance is no longer sort of a game of like Facebook official or bust. You know, I don't ever like to go by that. You know, relationships today are entirely ambiguous. You know, no one sometimes, you know, we don't have the faintest idea of what's going to result from a ballsy, you know, define the relationship type of conversation. And sometimes, you know, dating apps that you have to pay for tell us exactly what we all want. And sometimes, you know, truthfully, in my years of dating, I've learned to sort of, you know, I've learned that it's just an atrocious idea to tell yourself, like, I'm looking to date someone. Like, who's the someone? You know, like, quite frankly, like, someone doesn't just exist. Like, we need to stop searching for him or her, folks. Think about your last relationship, man. Like, did you see that coming, for example? And, you know, trying to plan it or be methodical about it, sometimes, you know, the best relationships happen spontaneously. I can tell you from experience that when you try to sort of plan it out or have something that is, you know, sort of calculated, it's, I don't know, just from experience, and that's one of my basic oppositions to dating apps, especially even paying for it nonetheless, is the fact about sort of like this calculation that you're looking to just sort of meet someone under these pretenses. And I'm not saying it's false pretenses, but it's the fact that, you know, there's something to be said about something spontaneous, about meeting someone or reconnecting with a person after, let's say, a certain amount of time has passed, or running into someone, let's say, who you've been friends with for a while, and then sometimes it just clicks. You know, that can happen, and it's not something that, you know, I ever, you know, think about. You know, when I think about my previous relationship, let's say in the last few years, you know, I don't sit there and ponder, well, you know, could I have done better going through a dating app, or, you know, sort of, you know, having to sit there and pay for a service that can be a little time consuming, you know? Why can't I just sort of meet people just traditionally and randomly and take my chances? And that's one of the things that, you know, folks, that I really want you to sort of get from tonight's podcast is, you know, it's, you know, modern romance today shouldn't be calculated, shouldn't have to be methodical. I think that there's something to be said about being spontaneous. There's something to be said about being, you know, letting it just happen naturally. I think when you plan too much, especially when it comes to dating early on, you know, as you're trying to meet people, you may not produce great results. And I'm not saying it's not possible. But again, you know, I really urge you tonight, folks, that for those of you that use dating apps, again, the free ones, I'm not discouraging from using free ones. You know, they can be very beneficial and they can be very, very productive for you. But, you know, we pay enough to date. I think having to add an extra expense to it, I think, is not necessary. I think another component here tonight, folks, is that, you know what, we don't need the additional pressure. You know, sometimes, you know, the fact that, you know, we're putting more pressure on ourselves to find that special someone, you know, it's something that just isn't healthy. And like I said, you know, when you're going to certain dating apps and you're, you know, paying for them, and you know, you can have this mindset that there's a dating apocalypse coming, that, oh my God, that this, you know, that the idea of having a pressure-free experience is, going to doom us. No, no, it's not at all. You know, again, like I said, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, we should want to meet people naturally. We should want to go out there and have the ability to, you know, be out in a social setting and be out there in, you know, different type of arenas. Listen, I'm one of those type of guys that in my dating life, I've never, ever felt the pressure to date. You know, I've never been that type of person. And I think that for those of you listening tonight, if you use a dating app, that's great. There's so many free ones, you know, whether it's Tinder or I'm trying to remember what the other ones are. I mean, I haven't used them in quite some time, so I can't really remember what they are. But the fact is, you know, you don't have to pay for some of these services. And I know I mentioned one at the beginning of the broadcast. I remember I came across in an article, you know, just having some confidence in yourself, you know, going out there and being able to just meet people randomly, I think is so important. I think it's great for our self-esteem. I think it's crucial for our self-confidence. It's not something that, you know, we have to go out and feel that, you know, we're inadequate if we're not able to. No, it's, listen, going out and meeting people spontaneously, I feel is one of the hidden treasures of life. And sometimes it doesn't always work out in terms of finding a relationship, but you find quality people in general. Aside from, you know, finding quality people that, let's say, I couldn't date them or we couldn't date or we're just not compatible, you meet a lot of great people through these apps as well. You'd be surprised. Of course, the mindset is, you know, on all these dating apps is to find someone and to be, you know, trying to look for compatibility, seeing if you have the same similar interests, where you are in your careers and stuff like that. And again, these dating apps simplify for you. Certainly if you're looking for a specific height, weight, age, body type, personality, someone who, you know, if you're curious about a specific occupation or income level or educational level. Yeah, listen, these sites are great, you know, but again, a lot of the free dating apps don't require you to exert that much energy or effort. If you're looking for specific people, certain age group, within a zip code, hey, these dating apps are really effective for that. And one of the things that I think I also noticed too, and folks, listen, you know, if you're fortunate enough to hook up because that's your mindset or that's your agenda when it comes to dating apps, you know, having to pay for it, I think is absurd. You know, the ability to just meet people and you know, again, if that's what you're using dating apps for, you know, being able to find local hookups is not difficult. Okay, if you don't have the type of game to be able to hook up frequently or have the capacity to hook up with someone, and I'm not saying regularly, but to have that capacity, then that's one thing, you know, and I'm not going to sit here and belittle anyone who doesn't have that, especially for guys. You know, I don't know if we all, you know, have that skill or if we go out with that mindset. I know I have it, and it's one of those things that, and I'm not saying to sort of show off or be smug or anything like that, but you know, for those of us, again, for us guys listening tonight, for those of us that don't struggle to meet women, you know, being spontaneous, I think, is a good thing, you know? Yeah, if you want to use a dating app, God bless you. Go ahead. Knock yourselves out. But to have to just incur an additional expense, I just think it's unnecessary. You know, listen, fellas, we pay enough money into these dating scene to date, whether it's meeting someone, taking them out for drinks or dinner, or just being out, it can be pricey and expensive. I'm not saying that if you're paying X amount of dollars per month, whatever, oh, that's going to bankrupt you. And I'm not saying that. But if you can avoid the expense, then do so. It's not something you have to sort of bring on yourself. So, you know, tonight, folks, I really hope that, you know, you were able to get something out of tonight's episode. Because, again, for those of us that approach dating from a very calculated or methodical sort of perspective, you shouldn't have to pay money for this. You shouldn't. There's just so much, you know, in terms of at your disposal when it comes to dating applications. You know, we're such a smartphone-intensive society here in the United States that we do almost everything on our smartphones, from shopping to banking to, again, dating 101. It's that simple. And the fact that, you know, we are very busy. You know, we're very, you know, jam-packed at work with our people. Maybe we're going to school. Maybe, we're very dedicated to health and fitness, and we're doing, you know, engaging a lot of workout regimen. You know, again, you know, yes, we lead busy lives, and certainly dating apps simplify it for us. Dating apps make it a lot easier for us if we don't have the time to go and meet people on a traditional basis, okay? But take advantage of all the great free ones out there. Again, the only one I can think of really off the top of my head, I think, is Tinder. But even that's just a glorified hookup site, you know? Just, you know, when you're using these dating apps, first and foremost, be careful, you know? Kind of have an idea of what you're looking for. You know, don't put yourself out there completely. Don't, you know, don't reveal anything too, you know, private about yourself or too, you know, invasive about yourself. You know, be judicious in how you put yourself out there for dating. Okay. Yes, it can be fun. Yes, it can be exciting meeting new people. But at the same time, you know, look at it from a practical perspective. If you're looking to date and find someone of quality, there's no shortage of apps out there that's going to help you accomplish this. And if you are just looking to hook up, which, you know, is normal at any age, there's no shortage of hookups either, or the possibilities for hookups. So think about that, folks, again tonight as you're you know, listening in here to your favorite podcast. And again, if you missed any part of this evening's edition, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernandoUribe. Again, folks, here as we're coming up to the end of the show here, I want to just thank once again our sponsors, the Mason Civic League. Folks, again, check them out at www.masoncivic.org. You can visit their office, 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can also call them directly, 201-706-8088. Once again, 201-706-8088, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, you can shoot them an email, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to check out their Facebook page. It's a wonderful Facebook page. You make sure you like it and share it on your social media. Also, again, folks, I want to acknowledge and thank Son Cubano Restaurant again, www.soncubanonj.com. The community located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in Westlake, New Jersey. Folks, just right outside the Lincoln Tunnel and easily accessible via New Jersey Transit, New York Waterways, as well as Uber and Lyft. You can call the reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Once again, 201-399-2020. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Also, I want to give an acknowledgement here, folks, to cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. Again, a great local media site. And also roughrehab.org. That's R-U-F-F-R-E-H-A-B.org. Again, a wonderful no-kill Northern New Jersey-based animal rescue shelter. Check them out. Don't forget to like them on Facebook. Also, follow them on Instagram and Twitter. They're a wonderful shelter. Do check them out, folks. As you know, the holiday season's coming up. You're looking to buy a pet and give that as a gift to that special someone in your life. Hey, trust me, you won't go wrong by going to Rough Rehab in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. So again, want to thank Rough Rehab, CromCakes.com, Son Cubano, and of course, last but not least, the Mason Civic League for bringing you this week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe, folks. Again, hope everyone tuned in and loved what they heard tonight. Again, share it with your friends. Share www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtodaywithFernandoUribe. Each and every week, folks, the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You guessed it. It's right here. Dating Today with yours truly, Fernando Uribe. Folks, have a happy Halloween. Have a good one. Stay safe. Good night. Dallas, Texas, the home of my 6-1 first place Dallas Cowboys. Have a good one, folks, and as always, stay classy, everyone. Thank you.